But right now we have lovely ladies in the studio with us, and we're thrilled to have with us members of the Homemakers Club. Maddie, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having us.
And tell us who you have with you.
I'm Jane Heising.
All right, Jane. Good to have you with us. Thank you. I appreciate you ladies for getting up before breakfast and coming in to be with us.
Well, we're glad to be here.
And let's tell our listeners what we're going to be talking about this morning.
We have a quilt show coming up out at McCord's Crossroads on County Road 16 that is, we will have about 100 quilts. We'll have quilts in both buildings and out in the garden.
All right. How many quilts, Maddie, do you think you're going to have? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, we have about 100. Some of the ones, and we even have some for sale. We have things that our quilt club has quilted, such as pot holders. We have Christmas stockings. If you can imagine it being quilted, they have made it. Beautiful creations. Over in our chapel area, we actually have some of our antique quilts that are hung over the pews so that when our visitors come out, they can go in that area and look. Over in our Hopewell Community Center, where the main action will be taking place, we have all of the quilts on display. We even have a few that are going to be for purchase.
All right. So, you're going to sell those outright?
We're going to sell those outright. Then, of course, we want to utilize our beautiful garden, our peaceful garden. There will be quilts hanging there as well for those that come and visit to view.
And again, this is going to be when?
It will be Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 9 to 4. November 1 and 2.
The McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club stays busy out there.
Yeah, we do. We stay busy. You know, we just wrapped up Field of Fork, and before that, our May Day celebration. And right now, we have a very interesting part of our quilt show going on that I want Miss Jane to tell you about.
There are quilters from here in town and from out there, Spring Garden and around. We are making quilts to send to North Carolina for the disaster, and we will have those on display, and we'll be showing also how easy it is to piece a quilt. You can start out very simple. We'll have a sewing machine set up, and if someone wants to set and sew, they can.
All right. And how many people do you have to participate in the quilting portion of your operation?
Four of us from the club.
Okay, so four of you from the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club, and y'all put those quilts and turn them out.
Yeah, we do.
Do you meet together and quilt together?
Yes, I've got a sewing area at my home, and we meet there, and once a week usually, and just sew away.
Okay, if there's someone out there listening who would like to become a member of the Homemakers Club and get in on all this fun quilting, what do they need to do?
Come to the quilt show and talk to us and join up there.
They can join up there, and they can also contact us. We, of course, have a Facebook page on, of course, Homemakers Crossroads Club. We also, you can contact me. I'm Maddie Williams. My number, which everyone knows at this point, is 256-473-1557. It is always our pleasure, and we always invite others to come and join. We are service-minded from our hearts, and we do a lot of things in the community, like the contributing to the disasters that have happened. Of course, we also, with our quilters, they've given away many quilts to help the community. When people have had fires, when we have had organizations that help unwed mothers and other people that are in dire need of something to keep them warm and safe, our quilters have come through. And I don't want to fail to mention our sister in our club, Miss Edna Jo Jennings, who was a part of the quilters, who joined and gave a lot of material and a spot for them to start out in. She was very instrumental in that. And so we always want to honor her in that way. Though she doesn't come out and quilt, you know, cooking is her thing.
That's right. But she stayed busy.
She stayed busy, but the contribution that she made to get the quilting off the ground definitely is worth mentioning. I also want to say that when you ask about other things we're doing in the community, we have our turkey shoot coming up. And, of course, just stay tuned for more information about that. It's going to be on November the 16th of this year. And, wow, so much fun. So much fun. Lunch is provided and a good time to come out and actually participate if you like to, you know.
Show off your shooting skills.
Your shooting skills. Yeah. And just one more thing, Mr. Jerry, we want to definitely mention is that we are asking for a donation of $2 to come in to the quilt show. When you get there, of course, you're free to wear a mask. Some people are. But you will be required to wear gloves. The quilts themselves, you don't want them to get soiled in any way or damaged in any way. And we have just found that wearing gloves helps with that. And most people that handle material or any kind of art know that. So we just want our listeners and those that want to come and view those quilts to know that.
Well, you mentioned the word art in conjunction with quilting, mm-hmm. and it is an art.
Yes, it is.
It's an art that's going by the wayside, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it's surprising there are a lot of young people coming back into the fold. We have so many. There's some beautiful art quilts here. And one that was made, in fact, in Iowa that... my husband and I purchased it at the Master Gardeners Conference, and it's of a beautiful bee, and it's gorgeous. And so there's art, there's plainness, but they all keep you warm.
Absolutely. So they're not only art that you, if you want to decorate a wall with them, or you can put them on your bed, either one.
Right.
And they're very functional.
Yes, they are.
They are very functional, but yet so beautiful, though. Like I said, the ones that are being displayed over in the chapel area, those quilts are so old. I know two of them belong to my mother-in-law, and they are every bit of 80 years old.
Wow.
80 years old, but when I look at the fact of what brought that group of women together, Miss Jane talks about a machine that does it now, but they hand quilted, hand stitched in a circle, and that was their friendship moment. That was their moment to talk and to laugh and to pray, but to let those hands create that beautiful art so that they could keep their families and others warm.
Absolutely, and they did it very meticulously.
Yes.
And a lot of artwork, a lot of skill. And a lot of love.
Yes, a lot of love.
And goes into all that. And it still does. You still have, you just use the machine and, because that's some of the updated technology that we have that helps you produce more.
Oh, yeah. And I machine quilt myself, but many hand quilt. But the speed in the machine, there's different ways you can do it, whether by computer, that draws out your pattern for you, or just freehand, and that's my favorite.
Absolutely. And you ladies are raffling off a king size quilt. Tell me about that.
It is a star quilt. It's a lot of blue in it. I mean, it's all colors. That way it'll fit into any room, so you don't have to worry. And it's king size. And we made it to raffle off.
And if you were going to sell that quilt and put a price on it, what would be the price of that quilt on a retail setting?
I would probably go at least $800.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you have a chance to win an $800 beautiful, beautiful crafted quilt. And if they want to get tickets, like I just did. How do they do that?
You can, of course, get tickets from any McCord's Crossroads Homemakers member. And again, you can call me. I don't mind delivering you some tickets if you need them. And you can also get tickets when you come out to the show prior to us actually having the drawing.
When are we going to do the drawing?
On Saturday at 4.
Okay.
And you don't have to be present to win.
Excellent. That's a good thing. So you'll notify the winner when to come and pick up the quilt.
Yes.
All right. That'll be great. What else going on with the Homemakers Club?
Again, we are in the midst of planning for the turkey shoot that I mentioned, which is going to be on November the 16th. We are also doing an initiative to help some families in the community during Christmas with quilts and baskets. Because you know, Jerry, we're known for our jams and our jellies.
Yes, so, you are.
So that is another project that we're going to incorporate to finish our year out and then get started with the remainder of next year with the activities we have going on.
All right. Sounds like you ladies don't rest much.
No, not at all. You know, really, there is so much to be done. And we honestly have a heart to serve. And we just love our community. And that community stretches often very far beyond just Cherokee County.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, of course, people, I know you have a very active club from all walks of life. People come in there and enjoy the camaraderie and visiting and fellowship with each other. And, of course, you've got a fabulous, fabulous place to meet out there.
Yes, we do, and I was going to mention that. Our Hopewell Community Center, that is at McCord's Crossroads, is a beautiful building that is for rental. You can contact Miss Karen Bobo and or any club member if you want to have a special occasion, a gathering where you just want friends to meet. You can call her or contact any of us and let us know how we can help you meet that need to plan for your special occasion.
Yeah, two buildings out there, and those just didn't happen. A lot of hard work, labor, and skill and contributions going into the making what you have there, including your garden, become a reality.
Very much so, and a very long time ago. Of course, the chapel, which was the original church out at McCord's, was moved, and that was the first meeting place for the Homemakers Club. And the ladies, along with beautiful husbands and other volunteers, actually reconstructed the chapel, but kept it as original as it was, that little church chapel. It is the original pews, the flooring, absolutely beautiful. You would have to see it to appreciate it. It is a very important part, I think, of history here in Cherokee County. And then, of course, we worked together and we decided that we needed a bigger meeting place, and the community center was born. And that in itself is a nice, again, a very, very nice venue for people to come and meet, socialize, meetings, weddings, you name it, we have had it there. And, of course, it's available. Again, you contact any of us and give us a call, and we can help you with that. But I would be remiss if I didn't say about that garden.
Absolutely.
That beautiful garden of tranquility that is open from dawn to dusk, and you can go out and just look at the beautiful flowers. And we have sitting benches, a gazebo. And you can just commune with nature, meditate, relax, release, and just absolutely think about how nature is involved in our own sense of peace.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful garden, beautiful.
That's what it's for, Tranquility Garden, and you folks have done a great job out there. Again, let's tell them about the quilt show coming up this weekend.
It's November 1st and November 2nd. On Friday, it's 10 to 4, Saturday, 9 to 4, and we'd love to have you come and visit and see all the quilts.
That's at the intersection of County Road 29 and 16. Intersection right there at McCord's Crossroads.
7290 County Road 16.
Right. So go out and visit with them this weekend. Enjoy the quilt show. Anything else, ladies, that we need to cover that we haven't?
No, I think you covered everything, but we want to say always thank you, Mr. Jerry and Weiss Radio, for having us not only today, but being a supporter of the McCoy's Crossroads Homemakers Club. You are so instrumental in helping us serve this community. And from our hearts and with all of our love, we thank you and your staff.
Our pleasure to be here to work with you and serve you and to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish throughout the communities that you serve. Thank you for the work you do. And
Thank you.
Homemakers Club at McCord's Crossroads. Go by and visit with them. And by the way, get those tickets now so you can have a chance to win that $800 quilt that's going to be given away 4 o'clock on Saturday. Thank you much, ladies, and y'all have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.